Attention, everyone. This is an emergency broadcast. The unpleasant noise you are about to hear coming from your radio is not a mistake. Please do not turn off your radio, but turn up the volume as loud as it can go so you can make the sound we broadcast as loud as possible.
Yo, Canadians, this isn't Terrace from Italy. You're listening to
A Sordid Hour.
101.5 UMFM.
Alright, welcome to A Sordid Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. Station is 101.5 UMFM. Hope you're all having a great day. If not, keep listening. We're bound to make it at least a little bit better, I hope. We're going to start things off here with a brand new album by an old band. Out of Australia, The Scientists have released their first album in, I think it's like 35 years or something. It's coming out on In the Red Records, which is probably what piqued my interest. I was never really that familiar with this band to begin with, but anything coming out on In the Red Records will definitely catch my attention. Some really interesting new wave post-punk, swamp rock, I guess you want to call it. Whatever, you know, it's good. It's rock, and it rolls. We're going to hear a track off of Negativity. It's called 17. This is The Scientists on A Sordid Hour, 101.5 UMFM.
Yeah!
All right, we're back. You're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. We just heard We Versus the Shark. That was a track called In Reverse from their album Goodbye Guitar, released last year. That band is out of Atlanta, Georgia, and it features Samantha Paulson, who does double duty as Ivana Nova in Manor Astroman. Before that was the Mono Negatives out of Toronto with a track called Stilted Entrance from their brand new album Apparatus Division. And we started that set off with The Scientists. That was 17 from their also brand new album Negativity, released by In the Red Records. Next up, we're going to head over to Indianapolis, Split 7-inch by a couple of regional bands there, one of whom has been a particular favorite of mine in the last little while. They're called Cairo Jag. We're going to hear the track Eternal Nightmare from their split with Hypertensions. We're going to follow it up with Hypertensions themselves. Here we go. This is Cairo Jag on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM.
I'm teacher has a mustache. You're coming to me with that soulful look on your face. You're coming looking like you never ever done one more thing.
Hey, hey, we're back. You're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. What did we hear there? That was Flash Lightning doing their cover of Cream's Swabbler. Is that how you pronounce it? Like, come on, give me a vowel already. That was from their Homage EP released a few years back. And before you come at me, yes, I know Eric Clapton's a jerk. He's a racist, anti-vaxxer, conspiracy theorist. We all know that. But to give credit to the rest of the band, they're also jerks too, so come on. Hypertensions before that, that was Eternal Clarity from their split with Cairo Jag. Those guys out of Indianapolis discovered them through this 7-inch and decided to peruse their back catalog. And I have to admit, I was blown away. Like, It's great when you come across a band like this, especially like, you know, little regional bands that the only way you're going to find these guys is if you go down some rabbit hole. They just released their full-length LP called Evil Seeds last year, and I can guarantee you we're going to hear more from these guys in the near future. We started the set off with Cairo Jag from that same split 7-inch. That was Eternal Nightmare. And we're gonna swing on over to the single soundtrack. A super deluxe version was released not too long ago. I don't know, last year, a couple years ago. Has it been 2017 already? Okay, so it's been 4 years. Anyways, this deluxe version came out with a bunch of extra songs. I'm assuming that they were left off of the soundtrack for some reason or another. This track by Blood Circus is pretty obvious why it was left off of the soundtrack. I mean, can you imagine this song on the single soundtrack? I think people would lose their minds. Here we go. This is Blood Circus with 6 Foot Under off of the singles deluxe version soundtrack on Assorted Hour 101.5 UMFM.
Down the road, so working man, used to know love. cheek. This knife is control, the castrato screams.
Alright, we're back. You're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. That was The Pretzels out of Montreal with Castrato Screams from their electrical audio recording. Obviously recorded by Steve Albini, if it came out of electrical audio. I guess it's not obvious. I mean, I'm sure they've got other recorders and engineers and employees, but come on. If you're going to do something, do it right. Stagmummer before that with The Operation from their album Rim, going way back to 96, which was also recorded by Steve Albini. They did it right. Blood Circus started that set off with 6 Foot Under from the singles deluxe version soundtrack. Can you imagine that one being on the single soundtrack? I don't know how that got there. Next up here, we're going to hear another track off of one of my recent faves, a band out of Guadalajara called Flores e Fuego. They just released an EP called Alter, and we're going to hear the track Exister. Here we go. It's for some punishing hardcore. Why not?
Thank you.
All right, we're back. You're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. We just heard Rough Morning. That was a track called Overgrowth from their demo. That was produced or released, I don't know what you call it. Is this even a label? They're called Demo Fest. And basically, it's a fundraiser for an organization called Solidarity Across Borders. And they released over 200 artists that produced demo-style recordings. It's based out of Montreal, so I'm going to assume that these guys are Canadian as well. Before that was Zedima with a track called Eme. This guy's out of Italy. Before that was Cobra out of Russia. That was a track called Demons from Welcome to Speedsburg, released by Cafe and Contact Records. And we started the set off with Flores e Fuego. That was Exister from their brand new EP, Alter. We're going to do a complete 180 right now, and we're going to take a listen to something off of Tamar Afik's new album, All Bets Are Off. It was put out by Kill Rock Stars. Very jazzy. Yeah. I mean, what else can I say about it? It's not full-on jazz. It's jazz rock, so... You know, still fits the bill. We're going to hear the track Show Me Your Pretty Side. This is probably one of my favorite albums released this year. Here we go. This is Tamar Afik on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM.
Show me. pushes my back up against the wall. Don't try and tell me it's any different. If you weren't so privileged, you could feign innocence. Success ain't real. Exhibition born out of your inhibition and the dreadful fear that's taken its toll in years. A wrath as evil as it is sincere. Success ain't real on this chain.
All right, we're back. You're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. We just heard a brand new track by Russia's Pazori. That was Troy. King Khan before that with Trail of Tears from his jazz album, The Infinite Ones. Sounding a lot like, Leonard Cohen maybe? And Tamar Affleck started the set off with Show Me Your Pretty Side from her album All Bets Are Off. And yeah, looks like we're totally out of time here. I want to thank you all for listening. It's been a pleasure playing music for you. Stay tuned to UMFM for some more great programming. We'll be back next week with another rockin' episode. In the meantime, I want to leave you off with another band from Indianapolis. These guys are called the Coke Dares, and they've got a very important message for you, and it all has to do with the power of the mask. So keep them on, folks, for the time being. We can get through this. Thanks for listening. Here we go.